Hey there. This is week 5, 25 minute walking meditation. It's probably best if you connect this podcast to an iPhone as you're walking, because we will be moving and compared to a seated. So just to prepare you to do that, go ahead and connect yourself in if you'd like to try this one out. So first, I'm just going to talk through how we're going to do a walking meditation, and then I'll guide you through as we start to walk. The best way to learn this practice is really to be led through it. And one way this practice is much simpler than any of the others that we teach, simply because one takes awareness through one's experience while walking. But in some other ways, it's a little bit more complex. Because there is a lot you can be aware of while doing a walking meditation. So for the first time, it's much easier to be talked through the practice. I'll guide you through here, and it will last just about 25 minutes. Okay? You can also try walking meditation on your own. To give you an idea of what this practice involves, you might want to just use this first and then work from that. Okay, so let's just begin standing. And first, just simply bring awareness to your feet. Stand on the spot. Being aware of your weight being transferred through the soles of your feet into the earth. And being aware of all the subtle movements that go in order to keep us balanced and upright. Very often, we take this for granted, our ability to stand upright. But, you know, actually, it took us a couple of years to learn how to do this. So let's take a moment to be aware of the constant adjustments you're making in order to maintain your balance. Now we're going to begin to walk at a fairly slow but normal walking pace, and in a normal manner. So we're not going to be changing the way we walk, but simply just going to be aware of it. Okay, so let's bring some awareness to our body. So first of all, keeping attention to the soles of your feet, being aware of the alternating patterns of contact and release. Being aware of your foot as the heel first makes contact. As your foot rolls forward onto the ball and then lifts and travels through the air. Be aware of all the different sensations in your feet. Not just in a contact in the soles of your feet, but the contact between your toes. The feeling of the inside of your shoes. Perhaps the fabric of your socks. And let your feet be relaxed as you can. You want to become aware of your ankles. Notice the qualities of the sensation in the joints. As your foot is on the ground and as your foot travels through the air. Let your ankle joints be relaxed. Make sure you're not holding on in any way. And then you can become aware of your lower legs, like your shins, your calves. You can be aware of the contact with your clothes. And be aware of the temperature of your skin and your muscles. And notice what the calf muscles are doing as you're walking. You might even want to exaggerate for a few steps what the calf muscles are doing, just so that you can connect with them, and then let your walking go back to a normal, relaxed rhythm. Let's bring our awareness to our knees, noticing the quality of the sensation of your knee joints. Then expand your awareness into your thighs, being aware of the skin. Again, the contact with your clothes, the temperature, the muscles in front of the thighs, and the muscles in the back of your thighs. And once more, you might want to, for a few paces, just to exaggerate what those muscles are doing, exaggerate the action of those muscles. And then let your walking go back to a normal rhythm. Let's move up the body to our hips and the muscles around the hip joints and relaxing those muscles. Like, really relax. And even when you think you're relaxed, relax some more. And notice how that changes your walk. Notice how the rhythm and the gait of your walk change as your hips relax. You can be aware of the whole of your pelvis. And especially in our yoga practice, we bring a lot of awareness to our pelvis. So notice that as you walk. Notice all of the movements going around. One hip moves forward and the other. One hip lifting, the other sinking. You can be aware of the complex three-dimensional shape that your pelvis is carving out through space as you walk forward. The lowest part of your spine, your sacrum, is embedded in the pelvis. So as you feel your spine extending upwards, the lumbar spine to the thoracic spine, you can notice how it moves along with the pelvis. Your spine is in constant motion, swaying from side to side. There's a twisting motion around the axis. Now notice your belly. You might feel your clothing in contact with your belly. And notice how your belly is the center of your body. Very often it feels like it's down there, quote unquote, because we are so much in our heads. So seek to what extent you can feel your belly in the center of your body as the center of your being, like your root core center. And then notice your chest and just let your breathing happen. Notice the contact that your chest makes with your clothing. And notice your shoulders. Notice how they're moving with the rhythm of your walking. And let your shoulders really be relaxed here. Let your shoulders passively transmit the rhythm of your walk down into your arms. Having your arms simply just hang by your side, swinging naturally. And notice all the motions in your arms, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, your hands. And feel the air coursing over your skin on your hands, fingers, arms, swing through the air. Good. Let's now bring awareness to your neck and the muscles supporting your skull. Notice the angle of your head. And notice that as you relax the muscles on the back of your neck, your chin slightly tucks in and your skull comes to a point of balance. And you might want to play around with the angle of your head and see how it changes your experience. You might notice that when you tuck your chin close into your chest, your experience becomes darker and more emotional, that you're more inward turned, more somber. And if you lift your chin and hold it up in the air, you might notice your experience becomes a little bit lighter, a little bit more aware of the outside world, perhaps caught up in the outside world, or much more aware of your thoughts and caught up in your thoughts. And then bring your head back to a point of balance so your chin is slightly tucked. And relax your jaw. Relax the eyes. And just let your eyes be softly focused, gently looking ahead. Not staring, not allowing yourself to be caught up in anything that's going past you. Let's notice, let's bring some awareness to our feelings that may be occurring right now. Not in terms of emotions here, but just the feeling tone. Are there things that feel pleasant? Are there things that feel unpleasant? Perhaps in your body or outside of you. So if you notice things in your body that are pleasant or unpleasant, just notice them. Don't cling to them or push them away. Just notice. But if you notice things in the outside world that are either pleasant or unpleasant, just allow them to drift by. So just noticing them enough to drift by without them being a part of you or averting your gaze from them. You can notice your emotional states. Are you bored? Are you content? Are you irritated? Are you feeling happy to be doing what you're doing? And again, just notice whatever emotions happen to be present. And notice your mind. Is your mind clear or dull? Is your mind busy? Is it calm? Are you thinking about things unconnected with this practice? Or do whatever thoughts you have center on what you're doing now? Just notice these things with no judgment. Just notice. Begin to notice the balance between your experience of the inner and outer. I often find that if I can be aware of both the inner world and outer world in equal balance, then my mind settles at a point of stillness, of calm, of clarity. So see if you can find that point of balance where you're equally aware of the inner and the outer, and your mind is calm and content and quiet. So in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to stop. And I'd like you to just come to a natural stop, natural halt. So you're not freezing on the spot, but just allowing yourself to stop. And so go ahead and do that now. Just come to a stop. Just experiencing yourself standing right here. And just noticing what it's like to no longer be in motion. Notice once more the complex balancing act that's going on to keep you upright. And perhaps bringing your awareness back to the soles of your feet. Connection to the earth. The weight traveling down through the soles of your feet into the earth. Simply standing tall. And experiencing yourself. Just as you are. Right? Knowing that there's nowhere else you really need to be. Like, this is it. And slowly, just very naturally, begin to walk again, begin to move. A slow, normal walking pace in a normal manner. Not changing the way you're walking, but just simply bringing awareness back to your stride, your step. Bringing your awareness to the soles of your feet, to the alternate patterns of contact and release. Let the feet be as relaxed as they can. And again, bringing awareness to your ankles, noticing the quality of the sensations in the joints. As your foot is on the ground, as your foot travels through the air. Letting the ankle joints relax. Making sure you're not holding on to anything in any way. And then working your way back up the body as we just did through onto your lower legs, your shins, your calves. Bringing awareness to the temperature of your skin, your muscles, what the muscles are doing as you're walking. Relax. Bring awareness to your knees. Notice the quality of the sensations in your joints. Expand, like actually expand your awareness into your thighs. Notice the muscles on the front of the thighs, the muscles on the backs. Exaggerate the action of those muscles as you walk. And then let go back to a normal rhythm. Awareness to your hips, muscles around your hip joints, relaxing. Really relaxing, even when you think you're relaxed. Go a little more. Just notice the changes. Bring awareness to your whole pelvis. Like, how often can we just notice our pelvis? It sounds so silly, but this is the body. This is the house that we live in that holds us up, that allows us to connect, to move, to get places, to do all the things that we do in our lives. Notice your belly, your core root power, center of your body, right? Your gut, it's your instinct, your intuition. Your mind is quiet. You can feel what you need to hear. And notice your chest. Let your breathing happen. Just notice it. Notice the contact your chest makes with your clothing. Notice your shoulders. Notice how they are moving with the rhythm of your walking. Really relax your shoulders. If you're carrying a bag, if you're carrying something on your shoulders, relax. Notice the motions in your arms, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists. Awareness to the neck. And the muscles supporting your skull. Notice the angle of your head. And notice that as you relax the muscles on the back of your neck, your chin slightly tucks in and your skull comes to a point of balance. Jaws relaxed. Eyes are soft. Gently looking forward. Really steady, clear gaze. To finish off the meditation, we have about 5 more minutes. Let's close by bringing awareness to our feelings and thoughts and emotions one last time, coming full circle. What is the feeling tone? Are you more settled? Are you more pleasant than you were at the beginning of this pleasant walk? General awareness. Are things feeling present in your body or outside of you? Things in your body are pleasant or unpleasant, just notice them. Right? Don't judge them. Don't try to make sense out of them. Don't cling to them or push them away. Just notice. Just really separate yourself from that experience. And in the outside world, if things are pleasant or unpleasant, just allow them to drift by. Right? An unpleasant honking noise. Just let it roll out as it may have rolled in. Not bringing any emotion or anger around, frustration around the noise. Or if there's lovely birds chirping nearby, just notice, take it in. Notice your emotional state. Are you bored? Do you want it to be over? Are you content? Are you irritated? Are you feeling happy to just be doing this? Just noticing whatever emotions come, just become present to them. And notice your mind. Is your mind clear or dull? Is it busy? Is it calm? Are you somewhere else? Or are you here? Are you thinking about things unconnected? Just notice those things, no particular judgment. And bring yourself back to right here. Right, as we come to a close here, gonna stop as we did about halfway through. And just come to a natural halt. Not freezing, but just allowing yourself to stop slowly. And just standing there, experiencing yourself just as you are. Notice what it's like to no longer be in motion. Notice the complex balancing act that is going on to keep you upright. Simply standing, experiencing yourself as you are here. The weight traveling down through the soles of your feet into the earth. Simply standing, simply moving. And finally, bringing this meditation session to a close. I'd acknowledge yourself for trying it out, especially if it's your first time doing this. It can feel uncomfortable or awkward, right? Just acknowledge yourself for trying it and for carving out 25 minutes in your day, which is a long time, a good chunk of time to give yourself this gift. Namaste.